Welcome and thank you for joining us for another 10 Minute Tuesdays in Carthage. This week we have a lot for you on the schedule, mostly from City Council, with some updates from John and David as well. But first I want to remind you that you can send any of your information to info@carthagenewsonline.com. Send your pictures or your story ideas and we'd love to cover your news as well. With that, we'll get started by reporting a little bit of good news regarding sales tax in Carthage. And this news comes from the November 9th minutes of the Budget Ways and Means Committee. The sales tax report shows a positive trend of receipts for the first for the 1% fund. It is up 14.2%, and that's about $26,800. Revenues are above budget. But of course, the budget was designed with COVID in mind. So we were expecting a little less revenue and we came in above our predictions. So kudos to the Budget Ways and Means Committee for managing the budget. With that, we're going to pass it over to David for some more headlines.
Hey, Carthage. Hope everybody's having a good Tuesday. Here's a little bit of news, sports, and weather. Last week, we had info about a Carthage foster mother facing 4 felony counts of child abuse. On our website, you can read more on carthagenewsonline.com. And to mask or not to mask, that is the question. As we know, last week, the mayor refused to sign the mask mandate that was approved by the city council 6-4. We'll see whether that changes after Tuesday's council meeting. Wendy will have more on that later. So we received Jasper County Emergency Management updates from Keith Stammer, and we got a funny one, interesting one came out today. It had a graphic, and the text simply said, snow, kinda, sorta, maybe, probably not for us. So I will say after looking at the map that was provided, Carthage is sitting right around the 0% chance for minor snow accumulations, and with northwest of us into Kansas about a 10% chance, and southeast of us into Monette about a 12% chance. So yeah, stay tuned. Of course, we know the weather around here is always changing. What is it that they say? If you're not happy with the weather today, there's always tomorrow, something along those lines. And then over on the sports side, wrestling opens up their season with a duel against Carl Junction at home Tuesday. So good luck, Tigers. Looking forward to a great wrestling season. And thanks. Like again, hope everybody had a great Tuesday. Thanks.
Thank you for the updates in sports, David. Following up, you can find all the information about city council meetings and committees on carthagemo.gov. What we're looking for in the December 8th packet, which is the next meeting, is more information on the mayor's veto of the mask mandate. Specifically, there's some paperwork design and reasoning, so we're hoping to find some of that in the next city council packet or additional details on the COVID task force that was created in July. Also on city council news, the election calendar is coming up. If you are looking for a way to represent your community, you can run for city council as well. Persons interested in running should file with the city between December 15th and January 19th. There's a $25 filing fee, and you can find more details on responsibilities and how city council works on carthagemo.gov. And I know there are all wards have availability, so there's lots of opportunities for you to represent your community. Coming up next, we have John with some more details on his adventures this week. Tell us about it, John.
Hi, everybody. It's the hack. Oh, anyway. Yeah, that's my name. Don't wear it out. Oh, what's going on in Carthage? I had fun being the Grand Marshal out at La Russell. I tell you what, that was so much fun. La Russell's lighting of the pump parade Thanksgiving evening. A lot of fun. Thank you to everybody out at La Russell. It was a blast. So what's going on in Carthage? Christmas lights. Christmas lights everywhere. Congregation of the Mother of the Redeemer lights that Vietnamese Catholics, those lights are on now. And sometime, they may be on now, they may be on this weekend, but Mount Moriah. Don't forget the Mount Moriah Church north of Carthage on Nutmeg Road. Those lights are gorgeous. They usually do something to expand on those every year. And then Abby Allmendinger, the queen of all things crazy and getting them done too. She is so awesome. She has spearheaded building a tunnel of lights in the plaza on the south side of the square, right next to the eye doctor's office. Oh my gosh, you got to go see those. That's going to be worth a selfie. And you get a chance to see those because next Monday, December 7th, it's the Christmas parade, the lighting of the mayor's Christmas tree, 6 o'clock on the square. The Christmas tree will be lit, and then the parade's after that. A lot of fun things going on Monday, December 7th, on the Carthage Square. Go see it. So Carthage City Council had a couple of meetings this past week, discussed a mask mandate. They approved. The council voted for a mask mandate. Mayor Dan Reif told the council he would not be able to sign it, which essentially is a veto, which he can do if there's fewer than 7 votes in favor. They have to have 7 votes in order to override a mayor's veto. The vote was 6-4. One of the things that came out of that meeting was interesting statements by Scott Watson, the administrator out at Mercy Carthage Hospital. He was telling the city council that the hospital's full. Mercy Carthage Hospital has, earlier in this pandemic, Mercy Carthage had actually been allowed to shift the COVID patients it was treating off to Mercy Joplin, Mercy Springfield, Freeman, the other hospitals. But that can't happen anymore because all those hospitals are full. So Mercy Carthage is treating COVID-19 patients. He said there were COVID-19 patients being treated in the emergency department, and the hospital is just full. So take what measures you can. Please be safe out there. Remember our healthcare workers. Our healthcare workers need our prayers. Remember them and think about them when you go out. Wear a mask. Social distance. Shop local. But stay safe, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. You made a great Grand Marshal, and it was so amazing to see the photos online. That's just a really great tradition, and congratulations to you for the honor. Additional events we have coming up this week. Art Central is closing out their exhibit. You can find more details on artcentralcarthage.org. Also this week, we have the parade coming up on Monday, December 7th. And that will be on the square. That starts off with the lighting of the Christmas tree at 6 and the parade at 7. Continuing your lighting tour in Carthage, you need to check out Mount Moriah Lights. Those open December 4th and from 5:30 to 9:30. And it's available nightly from December 4th to December 26th, being closed on the 20th and the 25th. But that's a moving light celebration. So it's set to music. You'll hear some music and the music and the lights bounce to the music. And the volunteers do a spectacular display. It's the 10th anniversary of that church doing a light display. And it's really one not to miss. It's just off of Nutmeg Road, about 10 miles north of Carthage. And you can find more details by searching Mount Moriah Lights on Facebook. And of course, no lighting tour is complete without the Way of Salvation light tour over on Fairview and Grand. That's at the CMR. And that's available Thursday through Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Make sure to send your photos of your family enjoying the lights or any of your lights from your home. We would love to feature you on any of our pieces and share your efforts with the community. If you have story ideas or photos to share, our information is info@carthagenewsonline.org, and we would love to include you in our broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us for another 10 Minute Tuesday, and we will catch you next week. If you have any questions, please email info@carthagenewsonline.org, or you can reach out to me. I'm at virtualcarthage@gmail.com. Thank you so much.